Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
I'm so excited because the first book by Darkness Prevails and Carmen Carrion is available for pre-order right now. It's the Freaky Folklore Compendium, filled with the history and lore of the most terrifying folklore monsters across the globe, alongside some cool but creepy illustrations. Releases July 16th. Pre-order now at eeriecast.com/freak or on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and your favorite bookstore.
In the dense forests of Wisconsin, there's a creature that people talk about. They say it's mysterious and a bit scary. Some folks believe it's real, while others think it's just a spooky story. People who live in Rhinelander often whisper about this creature. They say it's both feared and respected, like a ghost that lives deep in the woods. There are stories about travelers who went into the forest and never came back. Some say they saw the creature's shadow or heard strange noises. But what is this creature really? Is it just a normal animal? Or is it something beyond our understanding? As the wind blows and the moon shines, the mystery only gets deeper. People wonder what secrets the forest holds, and if they'll ever find out the truth about the mysterious creature. Welcome to Freaky Folklore, the podcast where we discover horrifying legends across the world and tell terrifying tales of monsters both ancient and modern. This week we're discussing the Hodag, a legendary creature from Wisconsin folklore. This show is part of the Eeriecast Podcast Network. Find more terrifying tales at eeriecast.com. Such as Destination Terror, you can listen to a new episode every week as I take you to horrifying destinations both real and mythical. Be sure to follow us on Spotify or your favorite podcasting service. You can leave an honest review on iTunes too. The more we get, the more we grow, and hopefully the more monsters we can explore. You can now find Freaky Folklore videos on YouTube as well. If you would like to submit an encounter or suggestions for future episodes, you can email them to carmancarrion@gmail.com. That is carmancarrion@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter or Instagram for information on future episodes. All Natalie wanted to do was get a break, and maybe see part of the country she'd never seen before. When her husband, Joe, was sent to do a job in Tomahawk, Wisconsin, she saw the perfect opportunity. She had traveled as far east as Boston, and as far south as San Antonio, but had never been any farther north than Kansas City. It wasn't just that the trip appealed to her as an adventure into the unknown. It was a much-needed escape. At home, she was always busy, with kids, her parents, and work. There were no true weekends or days off, which left her fantasizing about disappearing from her overly demanding life. She could really use a break, and why not take off with little notice? The kids were old enough to take care of themselves. Hell, they both had jobs. Her daughter Abby would be 18 soon, and Connor, her son, was almost 17. It would be good for them as well, to experience a little independence. Natalie was standing on the deck that stepped out over the backyard of her two-story Bella Vesta home, breathing in the sights and scents of spring, trying to decide whether to stay or go. The trees in their tentative unfurling cast dappled shadows over the forested hillside, painted with the hues of northern redbuds and golden forsythias. Though her home exuded the ambience of a vacation retreat, with a sparkling lake merely a quarter mile away, Natalie couldn't shake the weight of her responsibilities. This idyllic setting served as a backdrop to her daily obligations, a reminder that even amidst such beauty, her duties remained steadfastly present. "Just do it," Natalie exclaimed aloud to herself, mustering the courage needed to take the plunge. "The kids will be fine, the dogs will be fine, and work can wait. You need a break, a chance to breathe and reset." Moreover, Natalie counted herself fortunate to be self-employed and able to work from home, with the flexibility to set her own hours and make tough decisions autonomously. She enjoyed a level of independence that many envied. However, she was acutely aware that being her own boss came with its own set of challenges. As the saying goes, you are your own worst critic, and Natalie found herself embodying the adage as her own harshest taskmaster. Working from home may be perceived as a luxury, but for Natalie, it often meant navigating the pitfalls of self-doubt and self-imposed pressure. Without giving herself a chance to reconsider, Natalie swiftly made her way into the house and retrieved her suitcase from its concealed spot in the closet. With a sense of determination, she efficiently packed her belongings, all the while knowing that she needed to speak with her children and make the necessary arrangements before departing. Deciding to forego contacting her mother, Natalie reasoned that doing so would only result in unnecessary worry. Aware of her mother's tendency to fret, Natalie resolved to spare her unnecessary concern and set off on her journey without adding to her mother's anxieties. When Joe finally emerged from their home office, his excitement peaked as he noticed Natalie's suitcase positioned next to his own at the front door. The sight fueled his anticipation, signaling the imminent start of their shared adventure. Natalie, though unofficially serving as Joe's secretary, typically handled all his travel arrangements, from booking rooms and flights to securing rental cars. However, this time presented a unique challenge. There were no flights available that wouldn't require nearly as much time as the 13-hour drive. Thus, they decided to opt for a rental car instead. While it might not have been the most convenient choice, Natalie found herself looking forward to the opportunity to take in new sights along the way, embracing the journey as part of the adventure. That night before their departure, sleep proved elusive for Natalie, her mind buzzing with anticipation for the upcoming journey. Despite her restlessness, the next morning arrived sooner than expected, ushering in a beautiful spring day tinged with excitement. After bidding farewell to their nearly grown children, they set off on their adventure in the early hours of the morning. As they journeyed southward, leaving Arkansas behind and traversing through Missouri, the sun gradually faded behind a blanket of clouded skies. Natalie took advantage of the opportunity to rest, knowing that she would later relieve Joe of his driving duties. However, when she awoke from her brief nap a couple of hours later, she immediately noticed a significant shift in the weather. The skies were no longer spotted with clouds, but instead a dark gray heaviness had set in. The farther north they went, the fewer blooms she could find on the trees, and suddenly it occurred to her that she hadn't checked the weather for their destination. She had been so preoccupied with her decision that it had slipped her mind. With a sense of urgency, Natalie reached in her purse and retrieved her phone, swiftly navigating to the Weather Channel app and entering the location of their hotel into the search bar. Rhinelander, Wisconsin. As the forecast populated on the screen before her, Natalie's heart sank, and an exclamation of dismay escaped her lips. "Oh, God!" Concerned by her reaction, Joe turned to her and inquired, "What is it?" With a heavy sigh, Natalie replied, "The low in Rhinelander is 8 degrees, and the high is in the 20s. She groaned in frustration. Why didn't I think of this? I feel so stupid. Joe offered a reassuring smile and a touch of humor to lighten the mood. Well, you wanted a change of scenery, and that is definitely a change, he quipped. Despite the unexpected chill awaiting them, Joe's lighthearted remark helped ease Natalie's worry, reminding her that their journey was an adventure, filled with unforeseen twists and turns. You're right, and it's only for a couple of days, she said as she put the phone back in her purse. The journey stretched on, seemingly endless and uneventful. The passing scenery offered little to captivate their attention, appearing mundane at best. Any romanticized notions Natalie may have held about farm life being a quaint relic of the past were quickly dispelled as they spent hours traversing endless expanses of cornfields and dairy farms and passing by an unfathomable number of Gothic-style farmhouses. With each passing mile, the reality of rural life unfolded before them, revealing a landscape that was far from the idyllic image often portrayed in stories and films. The picturesque scenes of rolling hills and quaint farmsteads marked a world of practicality and simplicity, where the toil of agricultural labor was evident in every furrowed field and weathered barn. As the monotony of the journey persisted, Natalie found herself reflecting on the stark contrast between her expectations and the reality unfolding outside their car window. It was well past dark when they finally turned off the interstate and headed down a long country road toward Rhinelander. Natalie wondered how there could be much of a town this deep in the woods. She shivered as she saw the sparkle of dark water between the silhouettes of trees and homes. But it wasn't long before the lights of a small town came into view, and moments later they were pulling into the hotel parking lot. Natalie and Joe barely unpacked before they passed out on the hotel bed. The next day, as Joe left for his work meeting, Natalie found herself with two choices: lie in the hotel bed and enjoy the peace and quiet, or take the day to explore the rural surroundings of Rhinelander. Eager to immerse herself in the natural beauty of the area, she chose the latter and got dressed. The air was more frigid than she was used to, and she fought the shivers as she set out in the rental car and began venturing deeper into the countryside. However, her excitement soon turned to apprehension as snow began to fall, blanketing the landscape in a soft white veil. Natalie, unfamiliar with driving in such conditions, felt her nerves fray as she navigated the winding roads. In her haste to retreat from the worsening weather, she misjudged a turn and the car slid off the road, coming to a stop in a patch of snow-covered grass. Frustrated by the unfortunate turn of events, Natalie reached into her purse in search of her cell phone, hoping to call for help, or at least check her location. However, after digging through her purse fruitlessly, she realized with growing dismay that her phone wasn't there. Panic rising, she checked her pockets, the car console, and every nook and cranny within reach, but the device was nowhere to be found. Then, like a bolt of realization, it hit her. She had left her phone charging in the hotel room while she showered and had completely forgotten to retrieve it before setting out on her exploration of the countryside. With a sinking feeling, Natalie cursed her forgetfulness, realizing that she was now truly alone in the snowy wilderness, without any means of communication or navigation. With no other vehicles passing by, and the snow continuing to fall steadily, Natalie realized she was stranded with no way to call for help. Faced with the prospect of waiting alone in the cold, she made the decision to abandon the car and attempt to walk back to the hotel. She thought she could get there quicker if she cut through the forest. Well, I wanted a change of scenery and a little bit of adventure, so here it is, she spoke to herself. As she trudged through the snow, her breath misting in the frigid air, Natalie couldn't shake the feeling of being watched, casting a nervous glance over her shoulder. She glimpsed something moving among the trees at the edge of the forest. A chill ran down her spine as she quickened her pace, the sense of unease growing with each step. Was it just her imagination? Or was something, or someone, truly following her through the snow-covered woods?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Driving through the densely wooded roads of Rhinelander, Wisconsin, I couldn't help but imagine how a creature like the Hodag could easily conceal itself in such surroundings, evading detection. It was clear to me why such a creature would choose to call Rhinelander home. Nestled in the heart of northern Wisconsin, embraced by the Wisconsin and Pelican Rivers, and a mere 60 miles from the majestic Lake Superior, Rhinelander is renowned for its rich history, natural splendor, and thriving industries. Rhinelander boasts unique shops, excellent restaurants, a vibrant arts and music scene, a charming historic downtown area, a plethora of outdoor recreational opportunities, and a wealth of captivating stories waiting to be shared. Among the tales that resonate most deeply with locals and visitors alike is the legend of the Hodag, which stands as the town's most distinctive claim to fame. Some portray the Hodag as the fiercest monster ever to walk the earth, its claws as sharp as razors. Others depict it as a shy creature of the woods, misunderstood and simply seeking solitude in its woodland haven, which is the essence of the Rhinelander area. Though its true nature remains elusive, the legends surrounding the Hodag are well documented. The Hodag is typically described as a large reptilian creature with a body resembling that of a bull or a bear. It is said to have a thick, scaly hide that is tough and impenetrable, providing protection against attacks from predators. Its legs are muscular and powerful, allowing it to move swiftly through the dense forests of its habitat. The Hodag's head is often depicted as being similar to that of a reptile, with sharp horns protruding from its skull and glowing eyes that pierce through the darkness. Its mouth is filled with rows of razor-sharp teeth, capable of tearing through flesh with ease. Some accounts describe the Hodag as having a long serpentine tail, while others depict it with a shorter, more stubby tail. Popular belief is that the Hodag is a solitary creature, preferring to dwell in remote and secluded areas, far from human civilization. It is said to be highly territorial, and will aggressively defend its territory against any intruders. Despite its fearsome appearance, the Hodag is believed to be a primarily nocturnal hunter, stalking its prey under the cover of darkness. While the exact diet of the Hodag varies depending on the legend, it is commonly depicted as a carnivorous predator, feeding on small mammals, birds, and occasionally larger prey, such as deer or livestock. Some legends suggest that the Hodag has a voracious appetite and will devour anything that crosses its path, while others portray it as a more selective hunter, targeting specific prey species. The Hodag became a legend back in 1896, when Eugene, or Jean Shepherd, a pioneer and timber cruiser of Rhinelander, claimed to have captured a photograph of this fearsome creature just moments before it leaped at him from a white pine log. The image captured a horrifying sight. A hairy 7-foot-long beast, standing 30 inches tall, adorned with white horns, menacing tusks, vice-like jaws, and razor-sharp claws. However, it later emerged that Shepherd's Hodag was more fabrication than reality, a clever hoax constructed from wood, oxhides, bullhorns, and steel. Yet for the people of Rhinelander, the Hodag remains an enduring symbol, far from a mere fabrication. According to local lore, the term Hodag was once used in lumber camps as a colloquial reference for a large grub or a mattock tool. Over time, the Hodag transcended its origins to become a beloved local legend and the emblem of the city itself. Parks, plaques, schools, and businesses proudly bear the Hodag name and image, ensuring its legacy lives on in the hearts and minds of Rhinelander residents. But the Hodag legend may go back long before the arrival of settlers, as the indigenous peoples of this land whispered tales of a fearsome beast lurking in the shadows of the wilderness. They spoke of a creature with the body of a bull, the ferocity of a bear, and the cunning of a wolf. Its eyes glowed like fiery embers in the darkness, and its roar echoed through the valleys, striking fear into the hearts of all who heard it. As the European settlers began to populate the region in the 19th century, they brought with them their own stories and superstitions. Among them was Eugene Shepherd, a larger-than-life character whose name would become forever intertwined with the legend of the Hodag. Shepherd was a timber cruiser, tasked with scouting the vast forests of Wisconsin to identify the best stands of lumber for harvesting. He was also a renowned prankster, known for his love of practical jokes and tall tales. It was Shepherd who would go on to immortalize the Hodag in the archives of Rhinelander's history. In the winter of 1893, when Shepherd claimed to have encountered the Hodag deep in the woods near Rhinelander, he described it as a monstrous creature, with razor-sharp claws, glowing eyes, and a mouth full of jagged teeth. He said it stood as tall as a man, and was covered in scales as tough as iron. Word of Shepherd's encounter spread like wildfire, and soon the town was buzzing with excitement and fear. Some dismissed Shepherd's claims as the ramblings of a madman, while others swore they had heard the Hodag's roar echoing through the night. Undeterred by the skeptics, Shepherd set out to capture the creature, armed with little more than his wits and a handful of traps. For weeks he roamed the forests, laying bait and setting snares, but the Hodag remained elusive. Then, one fateful night, Shepherd claimed to have finally caught the Hodag in one of his traps. He described a fierce struggle, with the creature thrashing and roaring as he wrestled it into submission. In the end, he managed to bind it with ropes and chains and drag it back to town. The people of Rhinelander were astounded by Shepherd's feat, and soon crowds began to gather outside his cabin to catch a glimpse of the legendary Hodag. Shepherd charged admission to view the creature, and soon he was making a tidy profit from his captive. But as the days passed, doubts began to creep in. Some noticed inconsistencies in Shepherd's story, while others questioned why no one had ever seen a Hodag before. Then, one brave soul dared to venture into Shepherd's cabin while he was away, and what he found inside shocked the town to its core. The Hodag was nothing more than a crude concoction of wood, wire, and animal hides, a grotesque puppet fashioned by Shepherd himself. It seemed that the legendary beast was nothing more than a hoax, perpetrated by a man with a flair for the dramatic and an eye for profit. While the initial sighting and subsequent revelation of Eugene Shepherd's Hodag hoax in 1896 cemented the creature's place in Rhinelander's folklore, reports of Hodag sightings have persisted over the years, adding layers to the legend and keeping the mystery alive. One of the most notable modern sightings occurred in the mid-20th century, when a group of campers claimed to have encountered a creature matching the description of the Hodag deep in the forests surrounding Rhinelander. They reported seeing a large hulking figure with glowing eyes and sharp claws lurking near their campsite, prompting them to flee in terror. In the decades since, there have been sporadic reports of Hodag sightings from locals and visitors alike. These sightings typically occur in remote areas of the North Woods, far from the prying eyes of civilization, lending an air of authenticity to the reports. While skeptics dismiss these sightings as nothing more than hoaxes or misidentifications of known animals, believers point to the consistency of their descriptions and the sincerity of the witnesses as evidence of the Hodag's existence. In recent years, efforts have been made to document and investigate these sightings more systematically. Cryptid researchers and enthusiasts have organized expeditions into the wilderness surrounding Rhinelander, hoping to capture photographic or video evidence of the elusive creature. While definitive proof of the Hodag's existence remains elusive, the ongoing reports of sightings and encounters serve to keep the legend alive, ensuring that the mysterious creature will continue to capture the imagination of generations to come. Whether the Hodag is a real flesh and blood creature, or simply a product of myth and imagination, its presence in the folklore of Rhinelander adds richness and depth to the tapestry of Wisconsin's cultural heritage. Having failed to anticipate the wintry conditions awaiting her, Natalie found herself ill-prepared for the snowstorm. She had neglected to pack proper winter clothing for the trip, opting instead for a makeshift solution, layering two shirts under her hoodie for added warmth. However, her choice of attire proved inadequate for the plummeting temperatures and biting wind. As she trudged through the snow, Natalie's jeans and tennis shoes offered little protection against the cold and dampness. Her feet grew numb with each step, and the wet fabric clung uncomfortably to her skin. With each gust of wind, she felt a chill seep through her layers, causing her to shiver uncontrollably. Regret gnawed at Natalie as she cursed her lack of foresight. In her haste to embark on the journey, she had overlooked the importance of preparing for the harsh realities of winter weather. Now, stranded in the wilderness, with no phone and inadequate clothing, she was forced to confront the consequences of her oversight. As Natalie trudged through the snow, her sense of unease grew with each passing moment. Despite the desolate surroundings and the absence of any visible threat, an inexplicable feeling of being watched lingered at the back of her mind. Every rustle of the wind through the trees, every snap of a twig underfoot, sent a shiver down her spine. Unable to shake the sensation that something or someone was following her, Natalie's anxiety reached a fever pitch. With no phone to call for help, and her surroundings growing increasingly unfamiliar, she couldn't help but feel vulnerable and exposed. Every shadow seemed to hold a hidden menace, every sound magnified into a potential threat. Struggling to keep her composure, Natalie quickened her pace, her heart pounding in her chest. With each step, the feeling of being pursued grew more pronounced, fueling her desperation to reach safety. Alone in the snowy wilderness, with no one to turn to, and the specter of an unseen presence haunting her every move, Natalie faced a chilling reality. She was not alone. As Natalie pressed on through the snow-covered wilderness, her worst fears were confirmed when she caught sight of movement among the trees ahead. Peering through the falling snow, she could make out the forms of several large gray wolves emerging from the shadows of the forest. Her heart pounding in her chest, Natalie froze in terror as she watched the pack of predators draw closer, their keen eyes fixed on her with an intensity that sent a chill down her spine. Trapped between the looming trees and the advancing wolves, she felt a surge of panic welling up inside her. Realizing she was no match for the formidable creatures, Natalie weighed her options. With no means of defending herself, and the nearest shelter seemingly miles away, she knew she had to act fast. Desperation fueled her instincts as she scanned the terrain for any possible escape route. With a surge of adrenaline, Natalie made a split-second decision. Ignoring the biting cold and the burning ache in her limbs, she broke into a run. Her only thought was to put as much distance as possible between herself and the relentless pursuit of the pack of gray wolves. As she ran through the snow, her heart pounding with each stride, she desperately searched for any sign of refuge. The relentless pursuit of the gray wolves pushed her to her limits, driving her onward through the wintry landscape. Suddenly, she spotted the mouth of a cave nestled among the trees ahead, a potential sanctuary amidst the looming shadows of the forest. Natalie dashed towards the cave, her breath coming in ragged gasps as she pushed herself to the brink of exhaustion. Entering the cave, Natalie felt a sense of relief wash over her as she put distance between herself and the pursuing wolves. The darkness of the cave enveloped her, but she pressed deeper into its depths, seeking safety from the dangers that lurked outside. As Natalie huddled in the darkness of the cave, a sense of unease settled over her like a heavy blanket. Despite the temporary respite from the wolves outside, a nagging feeling gnawed at her gut, whispering that she may not be as alone as she had hoped. Straining her ears against the silence of the cave, Natalie listened intently, her heart pounding in her chest. Suddenly, she heard a soft rustling sound echoing from the depths of the cavern, sending a chill down her spine. Panic surged within her as she realized that she may not be safe, even within the confines of the cave. With each passing moment, the darkness seemed to close in around her, suffocating her with its oppressive weight. Forced to confront the possibility that she was not alone in the cave, Natalie knew she had to act quickly. With trembling hands, she fumbled for any makeshift weapon she could find, her senses on high alert as she prepared to defend herself against whatever unseen threat lurked in the shadows. As Natalie's heart raced with fear, she heard the unmistakable sound of the wolves drawing nearer to the mouth of the cave. At the same time, a low rumbling echoed from the depths of the cavern. Suddenly, emerging from the darkness, a monstrous creature appeared before her eyes. It resembled a large bullhorned carnivore, with a row of thick, curved spines running down its back. Natalie's breath caught in her throat as she realized she was trapped between two formidable threats. With a primal roar, the creature leaped into action. Natalie ducked and covered her head, thinking this was it. This was the end. She was going to die here in this cave, clawed to bits and pieces, and maybe even becoming a meal for this monstrous creature. But as she waited for the impact, for the sharp teeth and the claws to sink into her flesh, she was surprised when she felt a breeze, and then a heavy thud near the entrance of the cave. The creature had jumped right past her, its powerful form lashing at the approaching wolves with ferocious intensity. Fangs bared and claws slashing, it fought valiantly to protect its home, or Natalie, she wasn't sure which, from harm, creating a barrier between her and the snarling predators. In awe and disbelief, Natalie watched as the strange creature single-handedly drove off the wolves, allowing her precious moments to escape. With adrenaline coursing through her veins, she darted towards the cave entrance and into the frigid night air. Running as fast as her legs could carry her, Natalie stumbled through the snow-covered wilderness, her heart pounding with each step. Finally, she reached a nearby road, and to her immense relief, flagged down a passing snowplow. As she climbed aboard the plow and was whisked away to safety, Natalie couldn't shake the memory of the mysterious creature that had saved her life. Back in town, she recounted her harrowing ordeal to the local police, who listened with wide-eyed astonishment. One of the officers nodded knowingly and spoke in hushed tones, telling Natalie that it sounded like she had encountered the legendary Hodag, a creature said to roam the forests of Rhinelander, protecting its home and striking fear into the hearts of predators. With her pulse still racing and her mind reeling from the events of the day, Natalie realized that her journey had taken an unexpected turn into the realm of legend and myth. And as she reflected on her encounter with the Hodag, she knew that she would never forget the day that she was saved by a creature of folklore. Thank you for listening to Freaky Folklore, the podcast about mankind's horrifying legends and myths. Don't forget to follow Freaky Folklore on Spotify and iTunes. If you can, leave the show an honest review on iTunes to help us grow. Freaky Folklore is part of the EerieCast Podcast Network, the home for listeners who love to feel scared. Go to EerieCast.com to find other terrifying podcasts, such as Destination Terror, hosted by me, Carmen Carrion. If you would like to submit an encounter or suggestions for future episodes, you can email them to carmencarrion@gmail.com. That is carmancarrion@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter or Instagram for information on future episodes. Until next time, stay safe out there, because this world is a strange one.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.